Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, today let's start with the business and the move toward legal cannabis. And as your good headline writer writes, the harvest of cash.
Yeah, it looks like a harvest of cash. At least market analysts who expect to make some money on the sale of marijuana say the recreational marijuana industry in New York could make more than $1 billion in sales during its first full year of legalization. Some industry observers worry that overregulation in the legislation the state eventually passes this year could stymie a potentially strong new agriculture industry here. By comparison, Massachusetts, which legalized recreational sale last year, took in $3 million just between January 7th and 13th of this year, and that's in a far smaller state.
Well, let's go from there to the federal government shutdown having a negative impact on the president's crackdown on migrants, and that has a New York connection.
The shutdown over the funding for the border wall is definitely slowing how quickly immigration hearings are held in upstate New York and in New York State. Thousands of hearings in immigration courts in the state have been canceled so far in the last month, though U.S. Immigration and Customs officials say they're still working on cases that involve human safety and the protection of property.
Well, let's now turn to Cohoes, New York, where we witness the mayor, Sean Morse, who we might say has been embattled with some controversy, saying he's going to run again. And now a retired state police captain has thrown his hat into the ring.
Yes, William Keeler, who many people know from his leadership jobs over at Troop G in Colony, the local police barracks, is expected to announce that he's running for mayor this year, and he's going to run in a primary against Sean Morse, the Cohoes mayor. In addition to a long career in the state police, Mr. Keeler joined the Cohoes IDA late last year after Morse and some of his colleagues were forced off the board. And in a weird coincidence, the state police are one of the agencies investigating Morse in this case for allegedly choking women.
That's quite the story. We will, of course, continue to follow all of this news as the Times Union does as well. And we've been speaking with Mike Goodwin, the city editor. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. See ya.